Traditional phone companies like AT&T would be among the biggest benefactors of this plan. Right now, the state regulates things like the quality of their lines, how much they can charge consumers, and where they have to maintain service. Under this plan, that would all go away. AT&T Wisconsin President Scott Van Der Standen says it's an overdue update to telecommunications laws that were last rewritten in 1994.
My simple summary of that is we have in Wisconsin a rotary dial law in a smartphone world, and that stifles investment, job creation, and the deployment of new technologies.
Van Der Standen says Wisconsin has fallen behind states like Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota, which all passed their own deregulation laws in recent years. But Kira Lair with the Citizens Utility Board says those states maintained consumer protections that this Wisconsin bill would scrap. She said she appreciated that technology had changed.
But keeping pace with the changing technology and with other states should not mean leaving people behind.
Rob Belk with the Communications Workers of America also testified against this plan. He said his union had supported deregulation bills in neighboring states.
But here in Wisconsin, this bill is the worst out of five states. We're the last one to try to get this bill implemented, and we have the worst language.
Both Belk and Lair said the bill would let phone companies drop landline service or jack up rates for rural customers and others who aren't currently profitable. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.